I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Whoa.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the band, the Sloppy Boys, with a lot of shows on the books.
Yes. There's much cause for celebration on this episode.
I got them right here. Saturday, April 6th, Lodge Room, Highland Park with Don't Stop or We'll Die and Lamar Woods.
Ooh, I'll go to that.
April 25th and 26th, Thursday and Friday, Beat Kitchen, Chicago with Dear Blanca.
Ooh.
That Saturday, April 27th, Cactus Club in Milwaukee, Wisco with Dear Blanca.
Nice.
May 10th, Littlefield in Brooklyn. That's news.
That's a biggie.
And finally, May 11th, Rhode Island, United Alt Comedy Fest with Big Grande.
That's going to be exciting. It's all very exciting. Let me tell you about that New York show, though. That's a two-set night.
For us?
That's a two-set, big, fat show. No opener.
What are we doing for the second set?
More songs, my boy.
We got to learn more of our songs. Yep. Most bands, they know them, you know?
They don't just put them on the album and say, all right, I knew it then.
Vaulted away, salted away. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Remember when we pretended to take requests, but it was just because it would be like songs that were on the set list. They were just coming up and we're like, ooh, yeah. Somebody yells it out. We're like, yeah,
makes
yeah.
Makes us look very spontaneous.
But I mean, we'll play every song we know.
Yeah.
And then some.
Every song we know?
Probably. I know the drummer is now he's thinking, I gotta get ready for this.
I gotta practice paradiddles, man.
Well, I think also maybe the audience can figure this out, but we are in
the same room.
The same room. Mike is in LA. It's a special episode because we're finishing the IBA cocktail list.
Yes.
Tim is in LA.
Yeah, I'm in LA.
I'm here too.
Got them in the same room this time. But yes, this is the end of an era.
End of an error.
Mm-hmm. The curse will be lifted today. Mm-hmm. End of an error. Yeah, that's about right.
And to that, why don't we reach under our chairs?
Nothing.
I can see.
Reach a little deeper, Tim.
Yours is like behind your chair, Tim.
Way down and around.
Let me get mine here.
Okay. You might have to sort of scuttle around.
I stole my shoes.
Hey!
He got them.
So worked.
He got them. Yeah.
They're fireball nips, folks.
Now, to be perfectly transparent here. When I first got to Jeff's house, I was sitting where Tim is sitting, and I saw mine immediately. I said, oh, I got to get that. Jeff went, wait, don't go in
there. I didn't bury it deep enough.
I thought somebody maybe giving you a hand for a holiday handshake.
Well, what happened was, I think it was maybe Hawaii. I saw a 10-pack of these, and I said, well, that'll be useful.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get rid of them for like 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
Give them to me.
And they're the gas station ones, cinnamon whiskey. Oh, no. No, they're the non-gas station ones.
66 proof.
Yeah. I'm going to do just a little taste.
So we're celebrating because we're finishing the International Bartenders Association cocktail list of drinks that we set out to drink all of on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
88 of them?
Fireball was really not on that list very much.
Not very much.
We didn't put them in anything.
This doesn't make sense as a
toast.
Well, it just makes sense as a thing we love.
It's a celebratory thing.
Well, but do you guys like like Fireball, right?
I do.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, okay.
But I think there were up to 100 on at one point. Or like Wikipedia said there were more than are on the site.
Weird.
And the site's changes every couple of years.
They refresh it, and some drinks have gone and been added since we've been doing the pod. But it's funny, like, it's funny how much we veered away from it, right? We started episode one, we're like, we're going to drink all these drinks. But this is like episode 177 or something, or 78 or 180
maybe.
So it's funny that we, that many times we did something dumb. Like, we also used to do a lot of like there's a new seltzer out.
Yeah. We've learned our lesson on that. End of an era. Jeff said, fuck, what was I going to say about this? I'm excited to move on.
Bigger and better.
No, just new.
Not bigger.
Stuff that's exciting to us. Because I think here at the last few episodes on this podcast, and folks, I don't know if you're feeling it, but there's been a little bit like, ugh, let's just get these done. I want to be happy about my job again.
Drinking alcohol sad just to get it in.
It is funny. We were just trying to pick off the weirdies by the end of it. And we're like, well, what do we end on? Decorate.
Like, at least it's not the Canchanchara.
It's solid, but it's not like we saved it's the Mai Tais for the
end. It's like a classic, though.
Yeah.
The daiquiris.
I mean, I think I've heard it referred to as like one of the six essential cocktails.
Ooh. Oh. Let me. Do you know the other ones? Let me guess.
I know two of them.
Old Fashioned.
Yep.
Martini.
Yep.
Bloody Mary.
Gin and tonic.
The only other one I remember is Manhattan.
Ah. Ooh. And of course, the daiquiri.
Yep.
Deck.
Now, I don't know if anyone... Oh, never mind.
What? Just say it.
I don't want to say it. I'm just going to say somebody's name who nobody knows and rhyme daiquiri with it.
Zachary.
Sure.
Quinto.
Let's leave it at that. Daiquiri Quinto.
Well, you know, a few weeks ago, I talked about how I had a dream about my college roommate, Cliff Sosis.
Yeah.
I name dropped him.
I've got a good one. We've been just trying to keep our write our dreams down. I had a really good one the other day. I wrote it down, but I don't have it in front of me, so I'll have to remember. It was me, Elordi, that guy,
Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi in a men's golf club locker room. Like, you know when Larry David goes to his locker room in his golf club?
Yeah.
Like that, like wood and this thing. We're standing in front of a full body mirror. Nude, we have no dicks. We're like Ken Barbie dicks, and we're practicing dunks. Like what we look like dunking and playing basketball.
He's really tall.
That's probably what did it.
I'm like, why didn't you say something like that for behind the paywall?
You know, because I'm not trying to get people into the paywall. Come in. This is the type of fun stuff we're talking about. We talk about our personal lives. We talk about things we care about. On the Patreon.
It's funny. It's a glimpse into your psyche to know that you went to bed that night being like, I probably can jump as high as Jacob Elordi. He might be taller
than
me.
Sure, he's tall, but I put a lot of work into that jumping. No, it's the locker room thing that was definitely because I just watched the disgruntled episode of Curb. The most recent one, second most, whatever. It's where he's like, they're putting up a disgruntled sign in the locker room, and it's where I got that.
Damn.
It is fun when you have a dream and you go, ooh, where did that come from? Ah, yes, it's because I saw that person today.
Yeah, but it's weird when it's a buried far away. Well, here's one that I had. Around the time I turned 30, I had several different dreams about finding out that I had to go back to college, that I was like short of credits or whatever.
Yep.
Oh. And it was just, it's funny because I think it was just like your brain thinks you're crossing like one landmarks, but then it's like, no, you haven't done the previous one.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird. I've had that dream where you're back in school.
You have a dream where I'm back in school?
You're back in school.
Tim has to go back to college.
Like, where's Tim? No, he's back in school.
Well, like it's always like I'm late to go somewhere and like, I don't have my schedule. Like I went to the wrong, I got to go to the lady who knows where I'm supposed to be.
The worst.
Yeah. Mine is I've had, I'm in high school and I don't know my locker combination.
Oh,
I think I've heard that one from other people too. Some like really smart people.
You know, my big recurring one is I'm the musical guest on SNL and I can't read my sheet music. It's me as a solo act playing guitar.
With sheet music is so funny.
Yeah, why didn't he memorize his own song?
Are you playing like classical music or is it like...
I have an electric guitar and I'm singing, but I'm playing something kind of fancy. But it's like I'm hanging... This is says a lot about me. I was having too much fun in the green room. Mm. I was hanging out, eating a lot of food. And I go like, oh, it's an afterthought to just actually play on the show. And I can't read.
It's an afterthought.
I can't read.
You know what we should do for the blowout? We've done this before with the, we had someone who reads your signs, your
astrology.
Astrology. We had an astrologer on. We should have a dream person on.
A dream weaver.
A dream weaver. Person.
You're a person. Will tell us about our dreams.
Ah, but we got to tell them first.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
One day I want a dream analyst who already knows the dreams. You don't have to go through them.
You got to deal with a computer.
You know, I think with the new, you know, that new Apple Watch, I think it does that.
Yeah. You can rewind and play your dreams.
Yeah. It sends it over to your dream counselor.
Ooh, this is a good one.
It's a good one. It means you're late for work.
They're getting carried away with this tech shit. Don't you think iPhone.
Tesla, this and Apple.
Mm. Tesla, Apple, iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, do we get into some booze news?
Robots.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it.
Making our way to the IBA takes everything you got. We'll learn about patience and maraschino. Don't forget Orjat. Mike's gonna make it his own way. Somehow we're gonna get through the whole damn IBA. With handmade nuts and county cake. Drinking the week but booze news first. So chit chat along the way. We're making our drinks and making it through Friday.
Cheers to the end of the IBA was sent to us by Lamonta Bob from the Sloppy Boys Discord. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And if you want to be friends with Lamonta Bob, you sign up for a Patreon, you get access to the Discord, you're chopping it up.
That was good. That was really funny. And that synth sounded cool. I would love, you know, we have, geez, I'm blanking on the name. The guy who makes the funny like movie posters for us all the time.
Kyle Hilton?
Ghost of Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson, yes. The ghost of Craig T. Nelson. That would be great if he put together pictures of us as like the Cheers. In that old-timey Cheers logo font.
Get
and
on,
then
dude.
We take this, we put a, we make a little music video.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Just images shooting by, nothing big.
And it comes up as one of our songs.
Yeah, that's right.
Does it go viral?
Well, if Craig T. Nelson can do his job right.
Get on it, Craig.
I won't say job because we do not pay him. We do not pay any of these people.
Unpaid opportunity.
Opportunity, yes.
Okay, well, just real quick booze news today, which is, do you remember, I believe it was last week, we were talking about how Mike, when you put tahini on the rim of your tahini teeny, you were kind of ahead of the curve. And then we since found that a lot of drinks are having that. And then last week on Booze News, we talked about a TikTok trend called, but there's tahini on the rim.
Right.
And I kind of gave you props. I said, Mike, you were on trend. You tapped into the zeitgeist.
You really gave it up.
I gave it up for my boy. But when after that episode was over, I wanted a break from it. I was like, that's enough Hanford. And then I'm listening to the Spotify top 50 tracks in America.
Oh.
And a song, what's that?
Billboard?
No, it's just Spotify. Ah. And there's an artist named Bryson Tiller. And I think, I can listen to this song and it won't remind me of Hanford's cocktail predictions. Wrong. Hit the track.
Don't know. Grimace Piss. This is the Grimace Piss Shuffle. Hold it to the lens. Put the ice up on and show it to your friends. Shop it till we lean. Huh? But let's make it even. She don't hold a damn thing. She spicy like tahini. Yeah, spicy like tahini. They look bae, don't make no sense. I'm finna take a bougie ass to Odell when they let her pick up whatever she want. CC Gucci, hippo, take her whatever she want. She pissed me off somehow. She still get whatever she want.
She don't hold a damn thing. She's spicy like tahini. Hot, 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 hot. Ha, yeah, she's spicy like tahini. Hey, look, bae, don't make no sense. I'm finna take her bougie ass to Rodeo.
Oh, Rodeo Drive. Hey, get some Von Dutch stuff for me. I'll tell you what, Tim, that's exciting. I think I learned about tahini, though, from you guys. I'd never used it, and you would... Because you like the fruit cup with the tahini on it. Yes. And then, Tim, you just tahined out all the time.
But maybe that's what... So maybe you're the common man. Maybe me and Jeff were early adopters.
Yeah, I'm just...
And then by the time... we're like a microcosm of America. Mm-hmm. And if it makes it from Jeff and Tim to Mike, it means it's also going mainstream.
That's exciting. Tahine's out there. Well, also, but he's saying hot like tahine and... I'm hot, so...
Yeah, I'm fucking toasted.
No, I'm fucking a beautiful man.
Oh, no, yes.
Handsome as hell. Yes. And hunky to boot.
Tahini's not that spicy.
Nah. No, it's salt.
Yeah.
It's more salt than spice.
It's funny, of all the references, for him to say spicy like tahini, saying a girl's hot.
Yeah, right. He should have said that bomb hot sauce from...
Yeah, he could have... He should have said, she's hot as the second to last wing on Hot Ones. Because the last one's the last dab, which is a de-heightened.
Oh, right. Where does Apollo fit in there?
Yeah, that's where's the
one
Apollo?
I'm into that one.
That's the last dab.
That's the last dab.
I've been putting Apollo in everything.
Now, Tim, I thought you were going to point out the new song, Von Dutch by Charlie XCX.
What?
Talking about us being ahead of the curve.
Right.
Mm. I didn't know about this.
It's the new single, baby. The album isn't out yet.
Shit. I can't listen to the radio anymore without being reminded of my podcast. Is essentially what's going on.
So the audience knows we do not want ever to be reminded about this.
No, I'm trying to get it off my mind.
Please.
I'm here 1 hour a week and the rest of the time, please unwind. Well, that was just a quick bip just to say, tahine, it's all over the place.
Tahine's out there. Folks, let us know if you're doing anything fun with tahine. Also, didn't we send a little assignment out to order this drink or something at the bar and see and record it? No one did that.
Which one?
Any of them that we did, like the tahine one or...
That reminds me of a different call to action that somebody came through on, which was a dude named Josh Howd from Instagram messaged me and said he went to the new Don the Beachcomber restaurant in Florida. You know, we said
Tampa?
Yeah. Right. Or it's Madeira Beach.
Madeira Beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we were saying, hey, it looks kind of cheaply decorated. It looks like Party City.
Mm-hmm.
He said no. He said he went there. It's good. They did a good job. But that website, like the pictures we're looking at were taken during the day and the door was open. It's got to be a dank, dark thing. So apologies to that restaurant for thinking that they had poor decor.
Do you remember we shot something? It was the Jose Cuervo thing, which I think we talked about. We shot that at
Roxy?
Roxy. A rock club on the Sunset Strip. And during the day when you go in those places, it is like...
Ooh.
The lights are on. You see how furniture is like rubbed down.
Yeah,
and
it's like black stuff. Black spray paint fixing spots on the bar. When that door opens and that hot blue sunlight cuts in all that black spray paint.
Yeah.
Nasty.
It only looks good at night with the laser lights flying.
Yeah, I saw a drawing room during the daytime and it was nasty. I like the drawing room though. I've turned.
I love it.
Yeah, drawing room's fun.
I feel cash like places. Cash only, but they got an ATM.
We got to give them a square.
Maybe for Christmas.
Zip, zip, yep. Zip.
The smallest thing that you could wrap up and give them. It's like the size of a stamp.
They're like, what's this? Well, you got to put it on your phone, I think. I don't know, Jeff.
It's your phone? Is that it for Booze News? Just a quick bit.
Wrap it up.
That's it for Booze News.
That's a classic.
I'd love to hear about the drink of the day.
Mm.
Well, it's been a long ride.
Yeah.
On the IBA, and we have finally made it to the final drink, and it's entitled The Daiquiri. You've had?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Now, what do you think when you, someone says daiquiri? What comes to mind? What do you picture? What are your thoughts?
I always think, I mean, it's a pretty simple recipe. I always think of it as like a daiquiri. I always look in my mind, I'm picturing like something in a
like a
pineapple
with frosted
like,
guy.
Yeah, frosted guy. The stuff coming out like umbrellas and straws coming out the top. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's that complicated.
But the classic mm-hmm. DAC is right. stripped down.
Stripped down.
In fact, when I make them, it's because I got not much else, you know?
Right.
I'm down to the dregs. I'm like, oh, I got a lime and some Bacardi.
Mm-hmm. And well, we'll find out.
And we'll find out.
We'll find out. So remember we talked about when we went on Doughboys, we drank the grog,
mm-hmm.
which was also a rum, lime, sugar drink. And that's from like the 1600s or the 1700s. So this stuff, it starts with like you got the British Navy trying to make their sailors not get scurvy. So they give them rum, where I think you're just allowed to have rum if you're in the Navy. Like it was like rationed to you because yes. your life's shitty. And then because the rum was harsh, they gave you sugar. And then to make you not have
scurvy,
they gave you lime. So we talked about that in the grog episode of the Doughboys Double. But then we also did in our Whiskey Sour episode, Mike, you talked about a similar thing where it's like, sours came from punches, you know, so that was another thing where it was like spreading from the Caribbean up to America is like punches, and those could be rum, lime, sugar, but all of those have no ice. So so the punches and grogs are just like in a cup on a boat, you're drinking it sad.
Good luck having ice on a boat.
Yeah, true.
If you're a pirate, drink it on the deck.
What if your boat is up in the North Pole area?
That's true. If you're trying to cross the strait there.
Yeah. If you're on a fucking boat and you look over and your captain's a penguin, you may just be up in the Arctic Circle.
Are you doing a whole stand-up bit about like you must be up in the Arctic somewhere?
No, it's going to be it just got whittled down to a TikTok series. But yeah, it's a lot of that stuff.
So if that stuff's floating around for hundreds of years, but then. Then it eventually, like in America, we start making cocktails. We start to have ice exist. So then you get the whiskey sour. You get all the gin sour. You get all the sours happening. But then you have an American guy go back down to Cuba. And his name's Jennings Cox. And in like 1898, he was like, I want to have a whiskey sour, a gin sour. But we don't have whiskey or gin here, so I'm going to use rum, which is what we have in Cuba. So he makes himself a sour, and he shakes it with ice, and he names it after the town he's in, which is Daiquiri.
Ooh.
So unbeknownst to him, he's basically making a thing that was already there, like 100 years before him. Mm-hmm. But he went and he came back and he shook it with ice, and then
he said, I created something.
How the hell did anyone make ice to begin with?
Get it real cold,
like,
man.
In this old saloon days in the old West, they just did not have.
I feel like they originally they were like going up to a cold place and transporting it down. Like,
you go up
to Canada and you chop a bunch of ice, you put it on a truck, yeah. and you bring it down to people's ice boxes.
Oh, I guess the ice box insulated.
But they didn't have Freon.
No, they certainly didn't have Freon.
How are they keeping it cool?
They call it Freon just because it freezes stuff.
You can't call it Freezon.
They should call it Freezon.
Freezon. Frozen.
Anyway, I had the same thought as you about daiquiris, where I grew up thinking like strawberry daiquiri and stuff like that. But then I finally had a daiquiri at a place in New Orleans in like 2015. And I was like, this is a little stiffy and this is good. And I like it. And then we're going to drink it today. And here is the IBA.
Wait, this is a little stiffy. Isn't that what the prostitute said to you down there?
Stop it. Stop it.
You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
She's all confused. Wait, this is a little stiffy.
Wait, what's going on? And then also, folks, I want to highlight, this is the last time you're going to hear those words. Here is the IBA recipe. How about that?
God, good riddance.
Damn.
60 milliliters, 2 ounces, white Cuban rum. Actually, they say white Cuban ron, R-O-N. Is that something I've never heard of, or is that a typo?
I think that is correct. Ron. Because remember rum chata said like horchata con ron.
Oh. Okay. 20 milliliters fresh lime juice, joie de lime, 2 bar spoons of super fine sugar. In a cocktail shaker, add all ingredients, stir well to dissolve the sugar, add ice and shake.
Are you sure that wasn't stir well to dissolve the sugar?
Stir, comma, well. Comma. This is interesting, right? Stirring
Why stir then shake?
I guess
well, to dissolve the sugar.
But, oh, because it won't dissolve as well when it's cold with ice, maybe?
Oh, wait.
Oh, maybe.
Wait. Stir, then add ice, then shake?
In a cocktail shaker, add all ingredients. Stir well to dissolve sugar. Add ice and shake. Yeah.
Mm.
So it's just the room temperature stuff dissolves better. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. So that is the IBA method. But for a little more color commentary, because this is such a special episode, here is a little surprise from a member of the Sloppy Boys extended family. Hit the clown.
Hey, Sloppy Boys. Celebrity bartender Jack Schramm here to congratulate you on finishing every cocktail on the IBA list. I'm thrilled that you can finally put this dubious organization behind you and use real recipes from reputable sources.
He hates the IBA.
And I'm extra thrilled that you chose the absolute best cocktail of all time for last.
Whoa!
It's right up there. Martini and daiquiri are one and two for me. And depending on what day of the week it is, it'll be in a different order. So my personal daiquiri recipes use simple syrup instead of raw sugar or, you know, granulated sugar, just because it's so much easier to measure accurately every time. So my best recommendation for you is to use 2 ounces of rum, 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lime juice, and 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup in your cocktail. And what you should really be playing around with are the proportions of that lime juice and simple syrup. Now, if I'm making a daiquiri for myself, I like to go all the way up to a full ounce of lime juice and stick with 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup because I like it a little tart, a little juicy. But I know plenty of people who drop it all the way down to 1/2 ounce lime juice, 1/2 ounce simple syrup because they want it more bracing and rum forward. So play around with those proportions and find one that you like. But the real down the middle choice is 3/4, 3/4. Now, if you've got some fun rums on hand, that's another place to play. Stick to that 2 ounce structure, but within those 2 ounces, you can go hog wild. You know, I personally like to do 3/4 of an ounce of a Barbadian rum, white rum, like a real McCoy 3-year, 3/4 of an ounce of a white rum Agricole from Martinique, one like maybe a Nissan Blanc, if you've got that on hand. Who has that on hand? I'm the only one in the world who has that on hand. And then 1/2 ounce of a really funky Jamaican rum, like a Smith & Cross. So, you know, you've still got that 2 ounce structure, but there's so much interesting interplay between those three styles of rum. Go nuts. Have fun. I'm proud of you. Enjoy your daiquiris.
Jack's actually got a new column on vinepair.com and it's called Techniques. So check that out.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
That's great. I didn't know that was his favorite drink.
Yep. He loves it. But he made one mistake when he said that when if you're mixing two rums, he mentioned two fancy rums. But we have learned what he doesn't know is that mix any two rums on earth, the two cheapest rums in the world.
Even Jack doesn't know this, folks.
And this guy is our like go-to guy.
Not anymore. But it's crazy. Mix two rums together, two different rums, mm-hmm. and suddenly it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I do think when he's talking about the ratios, that's the thing we've learned with like sours in general. It's mm-hmm. like you kind of start with like, if you're using simple syrup, it's like 2 ounces liquor, 1 ounce, 1 ounce. But then everybody has their own mm-hmm. little things that they like to.
It's customizable.
Well, yes, because you like lime. Mike likes sweet.
Yes, this is true. I do have a bit of sweet tooth. Well, here now, but what about this? So that's a great. I'm so glad Jack phoned in. He called in.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do his recipe though, or stick with the IBA just because we're doing the IBA?
I would honor the IBA this one last time.
I think so.
And then go tweaks crazy.
Yeah.
It helps to know that's in our mind as we taste the IBA recipe and say, I rolled back the citrus a little bit.
I'd actually roll back.
Yeah. And that's good because I do have white rum and I have a couple weirdies hanging out. I got some Appleton hanging out, maybe some Agricole.
That's good.
I love that.
Well, you want to get into it?
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Folks, open up your ears, open up your wallets. Here come the ads. We'll be right back after this.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're back with a daiquiri in hand.
I didn't have
looking good, looking very good. Shaken up by Jefferson Dutton.
So simple.
So simple.
Simple syrup.
Folks, you got the stuff. Mm. Let's do sips, huh?
Sips. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Salud.
That's right.
Salud.
Salud to a good... finishing up a list, a bad time.
A list well done.
Yeah, a bad list done well. Mm. No, it's not a bad list. It's so funny to hear Shram too, and they'd be like, that wretched IPA.
He hates it more than anyone. He was the first guy we asked. We're like, yeah, well, we're doing it for the International Bartenders Association. Mm. And he just returned a blank stare.
When we did a fancy bar crawl in New York with him, and we were talking to a bartender at is it PDT, the downstairs place by the hot dog place? Yeah. And then Jack was like, these are my friends. And hey, meet this bartender. And Mike was like, we're doing the IBA cocktail list. And the guy just stared at us blankly. And Jack was like, but we've chosen because it's just, it's what's on Wikipedia for every drink. Yeah. It's like,
It sounds official, doesn't it?
But yeah, I think that it is. Like, even if bartenders don't like it, it's like Wikipedia supersedes grumpy bartenders to me. You know, like if Wikipedia says what a drink is, then like more people are probably
right. That's
making that than anything else.
Standard.
We heard it's barely recognized in California. It's more of an international thing. If it sees any recognition, it's in California.
It's a British based thing. I think that's where they meet up.
I think it's because one podcast kind of made it their whole thing.
This is good. You know, I don't know if we're on round two ideas yet.
No.
But I have one.
Okay, what is it?
A pineapple juice.
Oh, my God.
A splash of pineapple juice in there.
Whole new drink.
A whole new drink. I'm just saying, if you want to spice it up, splash it up.
Sure.
You could, but I do think the fun of this one, well, we'll do that, but the fun of this one is like dialing back and forth. How much sugar do I like? How much lime do I like? Up and down on those. But no, Mike's thinking bringing a different fruit.
I will say this, though. No, I would keep the lime. But I would also say this. I like this ratio you did, Jeff.
That's IBA, baby.
God bless the IBA.
Mm-hmm. It's strong, and I can't tell whether that's a lot of lime or a lot of rum.
Yeah,
but it's like it's just
like that, Tim. It's perfectly balanced.
It is making me do this a lot.
It's funny because you normally don't do that at all.
Mm-mm.
kind of known for not doing that. I was hanging with a whole bunch of friends doing that one time, and I was like, "Can I invite Mike?" And they're like, "Nah,
nah, he's always not doing that.
He's not going to do that thing.
He doesn't do this." I was hanging with a bunch of lizards on a rock. We should check in with Lazy Guy from Neil's backyard.
Well, I was, so I'm in LA and I was just staying at Neil and Fran's house, and they said Lazy Guy's probably been dead for about 2 years.
Based on what?
I asked.
Did well, they find him in 2 years? It's like a Jimmy Hoffa situation.
Yeah. He's buried somewhere under some building.
He's around. Just missing.
Yeah. But maybe he just got not lazy. Maybe he. It was his New Year's resolution to get
got motivated.
Motivated.
He might have migrated.
That's true. Maybe. Well, either way, he's just not around.
He maybe even moved to Highland Park.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing that.
Or South Pasadena.
He's a gentrifier.
He's gentrified.
Ooh. Let's say you have a lime. One lime. To your name. What'd you do with it? It's got to be a drink.
It's got to be a drink. Okay, this one then, man. It's the only one I can think of. You're probably saying mule.
Mule. I don't know.
In Little Women, one of the Victorian girls like gets a lime.
And it's like a prized thing.
It's just a thing. And she doesn't eat it or squeeze it or anything. She's just like, I got a lime from school. And I think maybe she gets sick because she's like, no, that's Zuzu.
She didn't eat it. She didn't squeeze it.
She just has a lime. It's just an exotic item to have.
She's not even rolling it around.
I have to say, the best use of lime to me is squeezing it onto salty carne asada.
It's not a cocktail.
It's a drink, but yeah, that's good.
I know, but a taco, an asada taco with cilantro and diced onion, and then I take one of those really little limes. I go,
yeah.
I've been doing it at home. I bought some of those little tiny, like taco tortillas.
Me too. I like a little taco truck at my place.
It's a corn. Nice.
I think so.
Huh. Are they yellow?
Oh, yes.
Corn.
Corn. Corn's yellow.
Or flour with yellow food color.
Or white corn.
I've been doing breakfast tacos.
That's
and
good.
The other day I was like, what if I like scrambled up eggs for the week so that they're like in the morning I'm just like kind of scooping a little taco and nuking it.
Tim, you got to start your own home state.
That's basically what I did. And then, but I was like, hey, I want to add some meat to this egg. And then the only meat I had was like a bunch of meat sticks, like Slim Jim, not Slim Jims, but like off-brand Slim Jims. So I diced them up but they wouldn't really dice up. So now there's just like, you'll be eating these eggs and then you like bite into a Slim Jim every once in a while.
That's not bad.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I do like the Slim Jim taste.
Cured, smoked, hard.
Mm-hmm.
Cured, smoked, hard. Egg.
Cured, smoked, hard. That's the Tim Taco way.
I'll do a little lime spritz on a fruit cup. You know, you get the fruit cup from the guy.
Oh, well,
they always take that lime and that's a good use of lime.
I put lemon on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
My chickens, my rices, my
chicken needs lemon.
Everything nice.
Here's a good use of lime that might blow your hair back. You know, you got a big bowl of guac and you mash it up fresh and you're proud of it. Mm-hmm. You know how fast the top goes brown? You know, you're at like a picnic.
Yeah.
If you squeeze lime over the top of that, it won't turn brown.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
Same thing if you leave the pit in there too, isn't that?
I've heard something? That.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you cut, I've done this before where you cut a, I did this recently, cut a guacamole, avocado in half, eat one half, and
leave
then
the pit in the other half.
But it still got a little, after like 2 days, was still.
Sure.
You probably got to eat it quicker than that.
All the avocado, I don't eat avocado out of season. Every avocado I've eaten this winter.
When's has the season?
Been turned. Summer. June to September. But I feel like anytime I'm like, sure, I'll have a BLT with an avocado. Then it's that when avocado is like 1 minute past ripe, it's fucking nasty.
Sure.
The BLT, have you been eating BLTs lately?
No, but Jocelyn ate one at E-Rustic and got food poisoning.
Ooh. From a BLT?
Mm-hmm. But it had avocado.
E-Rustic is
That was funny because we went there and I only ever order wings or chicken strips, maybe mozzarella sticks. She got a BLT and I was going to make fun of her. And I was like, I guess a BLT is safe. And then the next day she's like, I was barfing all night.
Oh, wait, from avocado?
Or bacon or...
Could be any of it, but I guess because when she took a bite, I said this thing I'm complaining about. I was like, "Is that avocado fresh?" And she was like, "No."
Ooh, that's nasty. I think this might be my first trip out here in a while that I don't go to Eurystic.
You got.
I was taking a jog passes the other day, and I was like, "Oh,
really?"
Because I always get fucking sick after I eat.
It's so
I eat
good.
Too much.
It's so good,
but I eat too much of it.
Have a little Pepto.
Here's what we do: we go there, we eat the wings. And you like it.
Yeah. We just don't have to be inside. I don't know. There's something grungified. No,
let's
it.
Go. Let's eat a lot. And then we don't go next time.
I like being inside.
I'm going next time.
You know what's funny? I hate the front area because a lot of restaurants did this thing where
dining front.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They added COVID seating that should be long gone by now. But you ever go to a place that you've been to 10,000 times and sit in a new seat? And it's like a whole new place. I went to Eurystic for the 10,000th time, and I sat at the bar, but all the way at the far, far end of the bar into that corner with stuff in the corner, but on a stool at the bar.
Mm.
I was like, I'm seeing this room from a new angle.
That's fantastic. It's like cozy and cavey over
there. Yeah, and I ate at the bar. I was with Jocelyn this time too, and we ate, but we were inside
getting a table. And nobody bumps you, nobody bothers you because you're way over there. You're in that weird little angle.
If they tried.
I was there once in that spot for some big game of some sort.
The Super Bowl?
No. But I posted up there and it did me right. But going back to the BLT, I had one recently at a diner. I got one to go.
Oh yeah.
And I said to myself, why aren't I doing this more?
It's fresh, isn't it?
It's good.
That's the same.
It's not a fucking heavy thing. It takes me 2 seconds.
You finish a BLT and you're like, you're rearing to go.
Yeah.
Finish half the stuff I eat, like a big old, I'll get a burger and it'll be like a big old savory smoky burger with like blue cheese and bacon and crap on it.
Right.
And I just want to go to bed after.
Yeah.
Or fucking die.
I've been trying to, you know, I'll like get a pack of chicken or something, make it for dinner and kind of eat the whole pack of chicken. Because I make it so good, you know, in the air fryer.
Yeah, yeah.
But these days I've been saying, don't eat all of it. Put one piece of chicken on your plate and then see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Portion control.
Portion control. Portion control.
I don't like that.
What?
I don't like Porsches?
The Porsche control. 911.
Porsche.
Oh, that's a model of Porsche. That's they probably.
Oh, yeah.
Wing, wing.
That's a model.
I'm sure they were not too thrilled with Osama.
I don't think a lot of people were when they had thrilled with it all went down.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
Thrilled. This is what I'm thrilled about is this drink, though.
I feel like I saw something recently online where a guy was eating raw chicken, like doing those things like, I'm going to eat raw chicken for 30 days.
Like it was at handman.69 on TikTok.
I didn't put it together. It was because, you know, we're all like, oh, I eat my beef rare. I eat my, well, I guess that's all that we eat rare. But we were like, oh, cook your chicken. Sushi, sure.
Sure.
Cook your chicken all the way, or otherwise you get salmonella. Well,
isn't that like a, what is it, like the caveman diet or whatever? Like,
they're paleo.
Yeah, don't paleo people want to eat like raw steaks and shit?
They want to, but
I think they just don't want to eat processed foods. I didn't know that you have to eat. There's raw diet, I don't think they eat chicken. I think they eat like whole foods.
They eat at Whole Foods.
Anyway, this dude on Instagram was eating a bunch of raw chicken and he seemed fine. It tastes bad, but he didn't die.
Mm.
Okay.
Was it fresh? I don't want to start eating chicken.
It was fresh. Also, wasn't there a guy like a year ago that was like, I'm going to eat a whole rotisserie chicken every day for 30 days? Like one of those grocery store ones.
What a flex.
Yeah.
That's a great life. That's not like that's not a social experiment.
A whole one of those things?
He was doing more of a community building thing. Like he went out and sat in public at a table and he would eat a whole chicken every day and people started to gather to watch. I don't think he was making any point other than like,
can I do it?
I'm doing this.
But every time I get one, I eat half and then I'm like, I got to stop myself from keeping going.
Those things make me shit. Those rotisserie chickens, man.
All food does, really,
well,
in the end.
Not at this rapidity.
When you guys are eating chicken, you go to the grocery store, you go to the hot table, you get one of those, what is it, $8.99 for a whole rotisserie chicken, you bring it home.
Hmm.
Are you eating the skin?
Yes.
Me too. The problem,
yes.
I eat the skin. I love the skin. And in fact, I eat all the skin, right? Like that chicken might sit in my fridge for days, but I try to get all the skin off it and eat it right away when it's still hot because it's not going to be as good after it goes in the fridge and gets nuked again. So I'm just skin to the dome. But then when I eat with like normal people.
Yeah.
I see people like pull the skin off their chicken and put it at the side of the plate. And I'm like, oh,
I know you're supposed to do that.
I mean, I don't. When I eat wings, that bone is dry. I eat all the cartilage.
Yeah, of course.
When I eat a steak, I eat the fat a lot of the time.
I put the fat to the side. I don't really do the fat
on
the steak.
Tough not to eat that stuff.
I'm. Ooh, did I happen to graze up against it and carve a little bit of it?
Oh, graze is fine. But I'm not taking a big mouthful of gummy weird steak.
Maybe I had that graze was good. Now maybe the knife is grazing just straight into the mouth. Whoops.
Maybe he's grazing right through there.
Hey, now my fork's kind of jumping onto some other plates. I am going to say something that's going to make your wigs flip. I'm gonna put a little dash of fireball in here.
Oh, okay,
we got the fireball.
If it's an imperceptible dash, I could imagine it complexifying.
Dude, it's gonna be perceptible.
No, but you know how Don the Beachcomber would put like a little clove in a fruity drink.
Okay,
oh, that was perfect.
That's a nice little dab. Now, do you ever see cinnamon and lime in nature commingling?
I was in Griffith Park and I saw a cinnamon stick and a lime kind of on top of each other.
I was when I first moved into my new apartment, I went up to, I was a floor below. I forgot. I just was a little lost. I opened the door. I saw a lime and a cinnamon 69.
Oh my God.
That's not stuff.
What is cinnamon? Is it a stick?
It's a stick. It comes in a mat that they roll up, a small mat. You know, ooh.
Not bad. It just gives a little that cinnamon taste.
You know, it probably reminds you of the Yule meal that had some lime and some cinnamon in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
I had Goldschlager the other day at Red Lion, the German restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the original red fireball. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Because I drank that in high school and we were like, we thought it was fancy because it had real gold in it. You drink it now, it's just fireball.
You had a flight of some fun liqueurs there.
Yep.
Walnut.
Care to name them?
Schnapps. Fucking fig. Fucking plum. Fucking I don't even give a
the
fuck.
The plum one was kind of bubblegummy or something, right?
Yeah, they were all.
I think I had that one.
This was fun. Who was I sitting with? Whoever I was sitting with encouraged me where the two other guys were getting like, they're like, I'll have a Bitburger and a schnapps, you know? So it was like, okay, we're drinking. So then, you know, then I got a whole ski of schnapps.
Oh, drinking?
And then
schnapps shootout.
It is fun when that like, oh, we're just kind of hanging turns and like, oh shit.
Oh yeah.
I love that. And especially this was the weekend, but I love if it's like Tuesday night and you're just having dinner with a friend and then you're like, I might get a fourth drink, and they're like,
Let's go.
But I feel like once I've decided to get drunk, I'm going all the way. You know?
Well, one time very recently, Tim, after the pod, which is already a red flag, we're like, let's go to Chai Dynasty just to meet up with Mookie for one Mai Tai.
Yeah.
And one Mai Tai turns into two, and they're like, let's just walk over to Rustic and see what's going on.
Those are strong drinks over there.
And then when we finished Rustic, we're like, well, let's go to drawing room and close it down.
Man, don't close it up. It was also a dab. Also, food as well, where it's like
Monday night. Like,
at the bar at Chi Dynasty, I'm like, oh, well, I ate a poo-poo platter, like a whole flaming poo-poo platter. So we'll go to Rustic. I'm not going to get the wings, but then after a couple of drinks, I'm like,
It is very funny as you drink more, you're like, your brain is just like, yeah, you can handle one more. And then it's the drunkenness is getting you. It's working on itself.
I did a number on myself. Last Saturday night, we did a little bar crawl in Echo Park. And we started at, me and Jeff were at Low Boy.
Yes.
And we had smash burgers. And
yes.
So I like started the night with some wings and smash burgers. So that was my dinner. And it wasn't even early. It was like 9 by the time I'm eating that. Mm-hmm. But then we were out until like bars were closing. And then I went to a taco stand and I got
kind of a funny thing.
I got like the hot dog, like the Mexican hot dog with all the stuff.
That was good.
And then I inhaled that. And then I went back and I got a pork papoose.
No!
There was Mitch and I were standing there and all of a sudden Tim was like, all right, I'll be right back.
This was when my like 3 a.m. Uber showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you were like, stranded there for a while?
No.
Because the bar closed and I haven't like closed the bar down.
The bar
in a while.
Closed and then also I want to say it like
closed early. I think it was like 1.
Really?
I don't think it was like.
I went to bed at like 3:34 in the morning. So I thought we were like kind of walking around out front for a bit.
Maybe. Okay, remember.
Anyway.
Hey, well, what about going back to Red Lion? that shot Mitch got us. Did you guys have that? It was called Stole or Skull?
That
or
was Beck Bennett got those for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skull?
Stroh.
He was called Stroh. Stroh, right?
Well, there's a beer from the Midwest called Stroh. Let's see what
it was. I think it was 160 proof. And I had like half of the shot. It smelled kind of good. And then you take a taste and it was a second of a good taste, kind of like a fruity taste. Mm. And then the worst, like it was like no alcohol I've ever tasted before. It wasn't like that. It wasn't that Sharpie type smell that
I thought it was.
Does.
We were taking the Beck was like, oh, this is disgusting, but we should do it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of in the spirit of like a Malort shot or something where we knew it was going to be gross. I felt like it burned my throat. And, you know, I've had 160 proof rum is probably the harshest thing I've had. It's burned my throat worse than that. And then when the pain subsides, the most inoffensive flavor in the world, which was like Werther's Originals, like butterscotch. Oh, I was getting which is so weird after being like, whoa, we're doing shots. Oh, it burns. Oh, it tastes like my grandfather's like house.
It, for me, it like did that thing where you'd feel it go down your throat and like kind of boom in your bounce. Stomach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing an Austrian spirit, but it says it's a spiced rum, but Austria would make sense for that place. Mm-hmm. But do you think that could have been spiced rum? Who knows?
I have no idea. It was called what? Strom?
Stroh. Stroh. But Strom was the name of the spa that I went to in Quebec.
I am always flip-flopping those two.
Yeah, they're very easy to confuse.
All right, round two.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I'm still working on my first.
I would say this. I'm gonna have another. I think it was perfectly balanced for me. It was nice and dry. Mm-hmm. I would say we do a split base of rums.
Yes.
Agricole and Appleton or something.
Great. Oh, both amber.
Oh, no. Maybe we cut it with a...
I would say a little bit of Bacardi and then some...
But don't you have like Ray and cousins, Ray and nephews or whatever?
Oh.
Speaking of overproof drinks.
Ray and nephew.
That's like
the really... The LMFAO of, of rums.
The junior. Junior senior.
Are they... Uncle
I think
nephew? Junior,
I think they were. Hmm. But then I think that what it could use was like it could use a little more water. So let's really shake the shit out of it for a long time if we use these fancy rums. I think that will be the trick for us.
Okay. Folks, we're going to make round two. See you in a bit.
See you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
2 of the daiquiri.
And now, what did we do rum-wise, Jefferson?
We did a 3-way split, Timmy. We did Bacardi White, Ray and Nephew, overproof rum, and some rum Abricole.
Yeah, baby.
Abricole?
Agricole.
Agricole.
Rum, and it's the R-H-U-M, so you have to say rum.
Rum?
Really?
Agricole.
No. That means it's from a French colony instead of a Spanish colony.
Ah, rum, rum, and rom, we've seen.
Ron.
Sips.
Zing.
Wow.
Wait, I'm realizing that Mike's not having a round two.
Can I just take a sip?
Didn't cut these in. So these are drink and a halves?
Yeah. I guess it's like a frisbee. It's really deceptive how wide the top of a daiquiri or of a coupe glass.
That's the reference point.
Yeah.
You know, you can fit 6 beers in a disc.
Wow, that's a really different taste than this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
3 rums, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so earthy. Good.
So fancy.
It's got a bit of an earthy thing.
Eartha Kitt.
Ooh, I'm scared to finish it.
Yeah, I can't be too tanked up.
I know. Tim and I are doing a show later.
Oh, and we have to wow the public.
Comedy show.
We I just have to go laugh.
Yeah. Laugh too hard on that stuff. Yeah! Jeff, that's just the announcement to take your seat.
I had a little idea.
Oh, God.
If you just want to wake up. If you just want to like wake up.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Or now?
You might remember the martini episode.
I remember it.
Remember, it got a little zappy. Got a little zappy that episode.
Like drunk?
No. Electric zaps, like electric movie? Like electric zaps.
Like oh your collar.
The collar.
Shock collar.
Oh, oh, not my collar, like I'm some kind of freak. One of you mentioned at one point in the episode those tennis rackets that zap. I got one of those.
You do?
Yeah, you want to try it out?
Put it on your tongue.
No, not me.
Yes, you.
The people don't want to see Dutz get zapped. That's like the last guy they want to see.
I think they do, and I think they want to quit because this episode is almost over.
Mike, we have all of our final thoughts to parse through painstakingly.
I love it. It's an order again.
Me too.
A stone cold classic.
Me too. This is a stone cold classic. I wonder what have we done stone cold classes on? Martini, this. Maybe old fashioned
Mai Tai,
stone cold Mai Tai.
Wasn't there one? There was one that you were like, I don't like it. It's not an order but it's a stone cold.
It's a stone cold. I just don't get it.
I'm going to grab the zapper, but I'm only doing it if one of you also does
it. Do my toe.
Your toe?
My big toe.
Why don't we all do it?
Yeah,
all
right. I'll do it. But can I just touch it with my finger? Does it need to be like. It
doesn't have to be like on your.
Don't you need to be like not grounded? Like bugs are floating in the air.
This will be a good experiment.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, Mike? I think I'm going to put on your balls. That could be good.
But
yeah.
You think that could be good on my balls? You want to put it on my bulge?
Fry off those pubes you love so much.
I do not love those.
You're always talking to your barber Silvio about how he needs to style them differently.
The amount I spend on waxing per year, my accountant is going to lose it. Oh, we got to do some taxes soon.
I did mine.
Oh, you lucky guy.
Yeah. It's a mess now with Sloppy Boys LLC, Tim Kelpak is Inc. I don't know what.
You've corporatized? What's it called?
Incorporated.
Incorporated. You didn't corporatize.
It's out of batteries, folks.
Wow.
We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next episode. We're getting zapped.
That's wild.
Great episode, dudes.
You too. Hey, and great finishing this IBA list. I couldn't be happier. This is fun. We got a new. What's going to be our drink next week? That's going to be exciting.
I don't know about next week, but can I say a drink that I've been itching to do?
Yes.
Mudslide.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It's a classic at like TGI Friday's Fern Bar.
We should go to TGI Friday's.
We should top load all those fun drinks right up front. Let's not save anything.
Well, yeah, and also, we're talking about we're going to go to the Venice Room in Monterey Park, which will open us up to the IBA sort of ignores the dark ages of cocktails, but we are stupid and we like sweet drinks. So
give us the fruity drinks. Give us the drinks that aren't named very appropriately. Give us the
shots.
Blowjob shot, the red-headed slut, the weird ones.
The dirty alligator, the redhead, there's a lot of them. They keep going and going.
Tim, you sent me a clip from Blues Brothers recently where they're like, Orange Whip.
Orange Whip.
Yeah, we should do Orange Whip.
Now, I thought, I was like, oh, we've done Orange Whip. No, we've done the Golden Dream, but we haven't done the Orange Whip.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you saw that. You didn't text me back.
Well, I saw it and I was like, what's this referring to? And then I kind of forgot.
Oh, no, it was because, hold on, let me look it up in our text chain. There was something Hanford related.
But I feel like an Orange Whip, I don't know what it is, but I'm thinking it's going to be like a Orange Julius.
Kind of Mike, that was the video, but you didn't read the tweet.
No.
Fishman hit the John Candy 3 Orange Whip sample from Blues Brothers in the middle of a jam, if you're wondering why I love this stupid band so much.
Oh, that's cool. It was
a Fish concert, they played that sample.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I didn't read it.
Let's all make a pact. We're done with the IBA list. We're sort of graduating. We're going to be mature adults.
Yeah.
When someone texts you a tweet, don't just watch the video of the tweet.
Read it. Actually, open it up. Look at it. Respond appropriately. I like this. I didn't like this.
Damn. Folks, we basically did the sign off. You know, it's patreon.com/sloppyboys.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we got a bunch of shows coming up. You want to come to the shows more than anything.
Because
the shows are the real Sloppy Boys. This is a sham. Mm-hmm. This is a tax loophole.
Yeah. This is this is basically an advertising platform for the Patreon blowout. And the shows.
I think what's cool,
the live shows.
I envy the slop heads right now to be fans of us, because
what a time.
But what a time
to be a slop head.
And the momentum to know, oh my God, these guys they're playing a bunch of shows live. Plus Hanford's doing a stand-up show in Chicago.
The 13th and 14th at Lincoln Lodge.
We've got a documentary that everyone has been begging us to watch, and we've been like, no, not yet. Soon. In general, we're just crackling with creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of awesome, and I would give anything to be a listener, but I don't listen. Because
I do feel crackling with energy.
As a creator, though.
Yes.
And we're free from the clutches of the IBA.
Yep.
Finally.
Yeah.
Tim and I, and maybe Jeff, are going to the Sphere to see Fish.
Me confirmed no.
We gotta order a couple Orange Whips when we're in Vegas.
We should. We'll gamble. We'll Vegas.
Let's go to the Golden Tiki. Ever been there?
No. Is it on the strip?
Off the strip, amazing tiki bar in a strip mall. And then right next door, a really good Vietnamese sandwich shop. You get a little banh mi.
Soak up the suds.
Jeff, maybe now you're coming.
And this is off the strip. No rules.
That's true.
Just come, Jeff. You don't have to go to the concert.
I'm thinking about it.
You should.
Skip the concert. This concert's $200. Skip the concert and just hang around.
Oh. Yeah. Folks, we love you, and thanks for listening. And tell a friend next time.
And what I have to say is that we are drinking... And somebody mentioned the daiquiri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a Sloppy Boys song that says, you know, we're like the Wolf of Wall Street, but instead it's Duval Street. And rather than stocks, it's daiquiris.
Nice.
Just like Jimmy Buffet. But our songs never play and our credit cards always bounce back at me. So we should end this show with that song, One Last Bender, track one off Paradiso.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go, folks.
All right. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Peace.
Love you. Thanks for sticking through the IBA.
Wino and addict. We'll go out tonight. We'll make totally certain. So if you work right, you won't live with the burden. Let us test the max of our BACs. Let us tap the last of these Rockies. Give us just one day. Give us back our keys. We'll make Buster and Dave look like Charlie Cheese. Just one bender. Just one time. Just one quick one. Then we'll go drive. three jackasses instead of Julia. Three little Houdinis disappearing martinis in our mouths, and it doesn't even fool ya. We're like the Wolf of Wall Street, but instead it's Duval Street, and rather than stocks, it's daiquiris. Just like Jimmy Buffet, but our songs never play, and our credit cards always bounce back at me.